Time for the latest agricultural news. I'm Casey Shepard, back in just a moment.
The Oklahoma Wheat Commission is proud to support the efforts of Dr. Brett Carver, Regents Professor and Wheat Genetics Chair of the Wheat Improvement Team at Oklahoma State University. Dr. Carver is emphatic when he says he wants to improve the economic well-being of hard red winter wheat producers.
My wheat breeding philosophy is, let's produce something again that the farmer can have a livelihood with, number one, but also be responsive to consumer preferences.
Dr. Carver says producing more bushels is job one in helping that farmer succeed.
It has to be able to yield. Farmers need that. They need to be yield competitive.
When it comes to the varieties already released,
I talk about yield and we want to keep moving yield up. I think high cotton is in that direction. I've already provided the data that says, okay, this is a step up from Showdown, which is really our best overall yield performer, I mean, across the board.
The Oklahoma Wheat Commission, working hard for Oklahoma wheat producers.
Well, the USDA Animal and Plant Health Inspection Service, or APHIS, has confirmed a case of highly pathogenic avian influenza in the Oklahoma dairy herd. Oklahoma Farm Report's Ron Hayes talked with Oklahoma State veterinarian Dr. Rod Hall about the positive case, which actually happened 4 months before it was confirmed by USDA. According to Dr. Hall, the dairy farm apparently suspected they had the disease back in the spring.
I mean, they suspected that it was high path avian influenza, but they weren't absolutely sure because they didn't send the samples in. They did bank some samples. The reason that they have gone ahead and submitted those more recently is that USDA, in an attempt to help the producers out, they've, you know, through FSA and the ELAP program, made it so that dairies that have been affected by this disease can get some reimbursement for their lost milk production.
There's also no concern about the safety of pasteurized milk or dairy products.
You know, we've proven that milk continues to be safe to drink. The pasteurization process kills the virus if any of the virus does happen to get into the milk supply. So from a human health standpoint, you know, very, very low risk, nothing to worry about. And it's on the individual dairies, it creates about 2 weeks of a decreased milk output. Doesn't affect all the cows. So far, typically around 10% of the cows in a herd will be affected. So it does have an effect. It does cause a decrease in the milk production for a couple of weeks in those dairies. And
if dairy farmers suspect cases of HPAI, you're invited to call ODAP at 405-522-6141. Well, the U.S. Department of Agriculture has announced the deadline for commodity and specialty crop producers to apply for the Emergency Relief Program for 2022 natural disaster losses is coming up on August the 14th of this year. Farm Service Agency began accepting those ERP 2022 applications in October of 23. If natural disasters impacted your farm or ranch in 2022, there is still some time to submit your application for Emergency Relief Program assistance. That's coming from FSA Administrator Zach Ducheneau. Don't delay, he says. Gather up your documents and contact your local office to complete that application process. Through the Disaster Relief Supplemental Appropriations Act, Congress allocated $3.2 billion in funding to help cover an estimated $10 billion in uncovered crop losses. ERP 22 covers losses to crops, trees, bushes, and vines due to qualifying calendar year 2022 disaster events like wildfires and hurricanes and floods, excessive heat, tornadoes, winter storms and freeze, smoke exposure, qualifying drought, and other related conditions.
You've got farm news.
Oklahoma Ag Mediation is a program offered free of cost to agricultural producers. Cheyenne Sparks tells us more about the program.
Oklahoma Ag Mediation Program facilitates mediations across all 77 counties of Oklahoma. Anybody that is in agriculture, whether you're a lender, you're a producer, you work contracts, you have fence line disputes, family farm transitions, if you are in agriculture in any kind of conflict, we're here to help. And it's just to make sure that the conversation keeps going.
For more information, you can go to okmediation.gov. That's our latest farm and ranch news. I'm Casey Shepard on the Radio Oklahoma Ag Network.